And beyond the details of the report, there is, of course, the politics of Clinton's, of Secretary Clinton's emails. And while the issue has followed her throughout the campaign on the Republican side, new protests, some of them violent, have swarmed around the GOP's presumptive nominee. John Yang reports on the latest twists on the campaign trail.
Please welcome.
At a rally in Anaheim, California, Donald Trump pounced on the State Department report on Hillary Clinton's email practices.
As I say, crooked Hillary, crooked Hillary. She's as crooked as they come. She had a little bad news today, as you know, from some reports came down, weren't so good. But not so good. The Inspector General's report, not good. But I want to run against Hillary.
A Clinton spokesman claimed the audit shows her email use was consistent with past State Department practices. The candidate didn't mention the report in an appearance this afternoon, keeping her fire trained on Trump and remarks he made in 2007 at the beginning of the housing meltdown.
Donald Trump actually rooted for the housing crash that cost 5 million families their homes. I'm not making this up. We called him out on it yesterday using his own words. And you know what he said in response? Well, he bragged about what he did. He said, and I'm quoting now, "That's the kind of thinking our country needs."
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, neutral in the battle between Clinton and Bernie Sanders, picked up on the theme as she emerges as one of Trump's fiercest critics.
But Donald Trump was drooling over the idea of a housing meltdown because it meant he could buy up more property on the cheap. What kind of a man does that? A small, insecure money grubber who doesn't care who gets hurt so long as he makes a profit off it.
At his own event in Albuquerque, New Mexico last night, Trump laced into Clinton.
I see this lowlife. She puts on an ad. Did you know that Donald Trump was rooting against housing because he wanted housing to go down because he wanted to buy? And they've got some clip of me from many years ago where I'm saying, yeah, if it goes down, I'm going to buy. I'm a businessman. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm supposed to do.
But his rally's message was overshadowed by violent protest outside. Demonstrators threw burning Trump T-shirts, rocks, and other objects at officers. Police say they responded with pepper spray and smoke bombs. They said several officers were hurt and at least one person was arrested. Inside the hall, Trump faced near constant interruptions.
All right, you can get him out. Get him out.
NewsHour special correspondent Kathleen McCleary was there.
There was a woman who was literally dragged down the stairs. There was a man who ripped his shirt off and they dragged him away. And of course, one that really got everybody's attention was a young boy. He didn't look like he was more than 10 or 12 years old. And he stood up and said something. I couldn't hear what he had to say, but of course I heard what Donald Trump said. And what he said was that that's the youngest protester he's had at any of his rallies.
How old is this kid? How old is this kid? Get out of here. Still wearing diapers.
And again today at Trump's event in Anaheim, police and protesters were out in force. The candidate also came under new scrutiny on a different front.